Ex-Labor Bill Shorten, now Shadow Minister for Government Services, is accusing the federal government of pressing ahead with the controversial robo-debt program, knowing it to be illegal. The Department for Human Services has cancelled a debt at the centre of a second federal court case brought by Victorian Legal Aid. Is the government deliberately avoiding a legal judgment on the legality of the whole robo-debt scheme? Rob Osborne has more.
The robo-debt system has been widely criticised and is the subject of two Senate inquiries. At least 160,000 people have been pursued and forced to repay alleged overpayments. Victoria Legal Aid has brought two test cases before the High Court. Their Economic and Social Rights Program Manager is Joel Townsend. I asked him to explain the basis of the two cases.
So we've been acting for two clients, Deanna Amato and Madeline Masterton, and both of them had debts raised against them under the government's robo-debt scheme. This is the scheme under which the government takes tax office data and it averages it out into fortnightly instalments. And if those averaged instalments don't match what the person's reported to Centrelink, they send what's called a compliance letter. And if the person doesn't respond to the compliance letter, then debt is raised.
Victoria Legal Aid has argued in court that this process is fundamentally flawed and therefore unlawful. The crude process of averaging cannot provide sufficiently robust proof that a debt exists. The Commonwealth appears to be taking evasive action in both cases. Joel Townsend again.
What then happened in Madeline's case was that the Commonwealth found that her debt, in fact, was zero, ceased all attempts to collect the debt from her, and argued before the court that the case shouldn't proceed because there was no longer a debt. In Deanna's case, they've now also found that her debt was $1.48, not zero, but $1.48, and unsurprisingly, they've decided that they're not going to pursue the $1.48. But they've agreed that her case should go forward. And so in December, we're expecting to have the court hear the core question, which is it lawful to collect debts in these circumstances? By using that averaging process, can the Commonwealth really be satisfied that a debt is owing by the Social Security recipient?
Bill Shorten, Shadow Minister for Human Services, has described the robo-debt scheme as a bureaucratic standover racket, and he suggests that the government is trying to avoid legal scrutiny. But what would be the implications if the scheme were found to be unlawful?
If the court finds that in Deanna's case, that by using the robo-debt process, the Commonwealth couldn't be satisfied that a debt exists, then arguably there are a huge number of debts which have been raised by the Commonwealth which are not lawful as well as being unfair. Of course, we'll need to wait and see what the judge's reasons are, but that is one of the arguments that we're going to be pressing, that this process simply cannot provide the Commonwealth with the level of satisfaction it needs to be able to use its extensive powers to chase a debt.
Should the verdict invalidate the robo-debt scheme, many people may need assistance with appealing against the alleged debts that they have already repaid. Campaigning organisation GetUp is running a help scheme called FraudStop, and an online service called Not My Debt has been launched. Lindsay Jackson, one of the coordinators, explains what services are available.
Our website collects stories, so people that are going through robo-debt, it can often be really difficult to know the impact and how to navigate the system, and just hearing people's experiences of how they felt when they got a debt. So we've got a website that allows people to anonymously upload their stories. We also have a presence on social media with two Twitter accounts, one for sharing information and one for support. And then we've got a Facebook page and a Facebook support group. We encourage and direct people through to organisations that exist, like Legal Aid and community legal centres in their state. But so I guess that you know, why people are going through that and why people are going through the process of getting their paperwork, and they just have questions. Then we also use these social media channels for community-directed support.
GetUp also offers support through its Fraud Stop initiative. Ed Miller, Economic Fairness Campaigns Director, explains.
So what Fraud Stop did is it provided a starting point for people. You know, it sends off an application that appeals the actual debt itself. It notifies people's local MP in case they can intervene in the matter. And it also sends off an automatic Freedom of Information request that helps people get access to the data that Centrelink already has.
Ed Miller from GetUp, ending that report from Rob Osborne.